Blog Talk Radio.
From your spirit, I need everybody, the Lord. Come on, ask him. I need thee. Tell him, when do you need him? When do you need him?
Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless.
Hallelujah.
Me now, my Savior.
Come on, think about what you need God to do. See, the reason this meeting is called for us to get back to the presence of God and get back to depending on Him. And I don't know what you stand in need of, but I need God to speak in my life, in my pastorate, and immediately. I need God to do some things in my life that He's never done before. And if you need God to do some stuff in your life, preachers and deacons and church leaders, whatever it may be, one last time, lift your voice and say, I need. Come on, let the heaven say it. Say it. The old. Let me hear you. Come on, say it. My.
Bring out.
Oh, Lord, I'm ready.
Ooh. Oh, bless.
Come on, tell him.
Me now, my Savior.
My. Hallelujah. Glory. One more time.
I need.
Come on, say it with me.
The old.
Let's get that atmosphere right. Don't be sophisticated. Get this presence. Talk to it.
Real.
Come on, tell it.
Oh, bless me now, my Savior.
Hallelujah. All right, you sound like church now.
My. Good morning. I need thee every hour. Every second I need thee. It's good to know God is in the midst. He has been truly, truly good to us. He's been better than us than we've been to ourselves. God has been an awesome God. Tried him, and we find out he can be a friend. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank Him for the morning that He has stood up on us, because He made it out of reality. You know, we didn't know this day was going to be for until He woke us up and made it out of reality. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank Him for the things He already done and about to do. For sure that He has been really, really giving us strength as we've been going through the Word of God. As we've been trying our best to do His will, not our will, but His will. See, his word will go forward. You know, I love this boy because we all have a part in this ministry. And some of us don't believe this, but the Bible don't read it. Don't even say it word for word. But a saved soul should save a soul. It would probably put it like that we should be fruitful, you know. If you're not fruitful, you need to, the Bible says he will cut you down and bum you up and put you in fire. So he wants us to be fruitful. He wants to help one another. In a time like this, it's time to we need him. It's right now. I mean, he has been so ever present because people say, I need him. I need him. He's been answering the call. How he answers the call. He answers his call, not always just to get a beautiful home, best jobs. He answers the call by just allowing you to come to him. Come to him in a way that you can ask him for some spiritual eye-opener. And he'll bless you with it. That's what we are today, asking God to bless us spiritually. You know, we didn't been on this journey long enough to know if it had not been for God. We learned that if it had not been for God, where would we be? So we thank him. Thank him for the Lamb. Thank him for the Lamb. He sat down here with our spotless blemish. And we believe that God is in the midst. So as we get started in this day today, it's Thursday, you know, we often start off with presenting you with something about Black history. Like yesterday, we didn't, but today we want to just thank God for what he got stored right now. We found out a young man named Marcus Garvey. He was born in August 17, 1887, in Jamaica. He was born in Jamaica. He passed in June the 10th, 1940. And he passed in London. Mr. Garvey was a man who, he was an activist. He wrote, he was a journalist, he was an entrepreneur, and he founded the first presidential general of the United States, a Negro Approved Association. They called it the YNIAACL. You know, and now it's commonly known as the UNIA, and it's the United Negro Improved Association, through which he declared his previous presidential African American. He led this group because of you know, we see slavery has been abolished, but he was still, people were still being oppressed. People were still, it wasn't a way that we would say that they were slaves, but they were still doing slave mentality jobs, you know. They weren't getting paid right. And he was an advocate of this. And he expressed something that took my eyes, man. He had a relationship with the white, we call races, such as the Ku Klux Klan. He had a relationship with them. he shared the interest of his racist separation, and a lot of folks didn't understand him because how he went there. But it was but he would let them know that he could mix with anyone. But like he didn't believe in this integration stuff, so he wanted to get in there and show them he could make friends with them. With the Ku Klux Klan. Can you imagine that? But God gave him strength to go for the people and try to find some kind of friendship in that. But I know one thing a day, that there's so much crime out there. There's so much things going out there, and he did a lot of things, but one of the things he is known for, he made friends with the Ku Klux Klan, and they tried to assassinate him because of the things he was a part of. Now watch this. They had a comment about him, but why he would do this, you know, to my, and he said he was trying to get closer to the enemy, you know. We just thank God, you know. We used to say a long time ago, keep your enemies real close, not a little bit, but real close. And we thank God for that, what he did. But you know, a lot of days right now, you wouldn't even know, you wouldn't even go close to somebody. And then when, and vice versa, they wouldn't even come close to us, because we got some racist people on this side as well. And his thing is, he was wanting to address that. He wanted to address it, and he wanted to address it. The only way you can address it, if you get into it. And I said, when W.D. Boyle and him he was part of the same thing, the NAACP. He promoted the migrating and integrating. But you know, it wasn't at that time to integrate. It took time, years after this, for to integrate. But he was trying his best to get everybody to integrate, you know, and have equal opportunities. And the only way you're going to do that, you got to get in where people was teaching you how to read, spell, you know. Then this so happened, some of them are Ku Klux Klan. And he wanted to get in there and align this thing. And he collaborated with them. But he achieved something when a lot of people probably wouldn't have approached, is getting it from somebody don't like you. You know. So we thank God for the brother, how he stood on his principles, what he wanted to stand with. Again, we thank God for the short talk this morning about the Black history. But surely it was him that gave him strength to get through. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for everything that went to sport this morning. As we go a little farther, we just ask God for strength over the whole ministry today. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you. We thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father God, for how you started us on this way, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to forgive us of any sins we have done, known and unknown. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, to cover us with your heart, Lord. And Lord, we always do your will, Lord. Lord, bless us, Father God, today, Lord. That we always seek you first, and not now, self, Lord, but seek you for the righteousness of your kingdom, Lord. Lord, that one day you allow us to be in your presence, Lord. Whether it's being this body or absent from this body. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, to have your way today. Teach us today, Lord. Show us your way, Lord. So if it had not been for you, where would we be, Lord? Because we know we are nothing without you. Everything with you is possible, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask you to have your way, Lord. Bless, Lord. Bless whoever come out, Lord. Bless their home. Bless their job. Bless their life. That they live with you. And, Lord, not in vain, but, Lord, but in kingdom building, Lord. And we ask you all this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. What's up, Red? How you doing? Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
God's been so good, man. God has been really blessing, man.
Man. Over and over. Continuously.
Say it again, bro.
I said over and over continuously.
Oh, yes. Yes. You have, you all right this morning, bro?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10.
Yeah.
Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. You know, I always say that Luke was a writer. Luke wrote, and he put it in layman term for us today, that we all understand as well. He tried to cover all the things he can was told. But we thank God for the writings he's writing today, because he had a he had penned something that a lot of us would have never known if God would have never gave it to him to write it down. You know, and he got it from most of the eyewitness of this task. So at this time, Jesus was getting them ready. He was getting the Christian people ready to get on a journey for him. You know, he was about to point the 70 disciples to go out and labor. And this, and going out, they're doing it because preparing the way for him. They're still preparing the way. Still preparing the way. And I love how he does it, my brother. He does it in a way that Jesus, he's not like most, we'll say today, pastors. You know what I'm talking about? Because he opened up the book of his disciples, and he allowed them to go out there to help him. He didn't try to do it all by himself. Pastors need to know that we need help. You know what I'm talking about? That's why we always ask for solicit your prayers and help. We thank God for it.
Yes,
we understand you don't force nothing on nobody, you know. But we do know they had to go out there. And when they were walking, they're going to be rejected sometime. You know, they're going to be rejected. And I'm going to tell you something. A lot of folks don't believe it. But trying to do it by yourself kind of thing, it'll wear you out. It'll wear you out, brother. It'll have you doing before you know it, you'll be worn down. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know, when I say that, then you can't do it all. You got to trust somebody. That God help.
Man.
God will help.
Thank you, Lord.
So as we get in the Word, we thank God for the Holy Spirit. After these things, the Lord appointed of the 70 also and sent them two and two before his face and to the every city and the places where he himself would come. Help me, Holy Spirit. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest, what truly is great,
truly.
But the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send the laborers into the harvest. Go ye the way. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Now, I want to do something here. Remember, it started out, somebody said, you know, God don't need your help. you know, God don't need your help. And literally, he really don't. You know what I'm talking about? He really don't. Somewhere down the line, we see right here, God used somebody to help in the ministry. Did he do this, brother? He said he sent them before him. Before he went to the verse 1, it said, before his face into every city and place where he himself will come. So they went prepared the way. They went there because it was around them. They seen and they heard. Can you imagine that? It was around them, and they seen, and they heard. It was, when we see this, first you start off, we find out he had picked, what, 12 disciples. Now it grew to, what, 70 disciples. And he allowed them to go out two by two. Help me, Holy Spirit. And when he went down, and we often say the two by two, one give the message and one a witness to the message. You know what I'm talking about? So I'm going to say a lot of things, but we really believe that in saying this, it symbolized the 12 patriarchs, the 12 tribes of Israel, and the 12 leaders of the tribes. Can I get the witness? These are the ones that was representing them at this time. We're going out there to stand and proclaim this word because they saw something. You know, the elders, the 70 elders who saw the glory of God. You know, the 70 elders of Israel. the 70 palm trees, the LM, they seen something. And they seen how Jesus went in and healed. They seen how Jesus came out and blessed. What did he do, Reverend? He even took some dirt and spit it in some clay and healed the man. They ain't never seen nothing like this before.
Yes.
He told a man, he was sitting behind a pool of Bethesda, he told him what was wrong with him. He said, I'm trying to get in, but every time I get in, the angel, before he get in, the angel touched the water, and whoever first get in would get healed. But he can't get in because someone always beat him. Getting in. Jesus said, take up your bed and walk. They seen this in him. They seen the woman pressed him, touched him, just touched the hem of his garment. And he asked Jesus, he said, somebody touched me. And they said, Lord, did you see all the people right here thrust against you? He said, no, it was virtues came out of me. They seen that. They seen him tell was wine, so they could be a strong witness. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
They've had a conviction witness. So when they stand and say, the Messiah is here, because that's what they were looking for. They were looking for somebody to come and revenge for them for all the things they went through. But see, Jesus was coming from another revenge. He was coming not to revenge him just for the captivity of a physical captivity. He was coming to revenge them from that sinful lifestyle that the first Adam messed up. That he came. You know, one man laid his life down for the sin, you know. Another man laid his life down so we can be back to the Lord. And I was our Father. That's what he came. And he wanted them to express that. He wanted them to go out there and tell the people about it. That's why he sent them. He said, the harvest is truly great.
That's right.
But the labels are few. I'm up in the area of y'all. He prayed therefore to the Lord of the heart of us that they would send forth the labels into his heart. And I love this. He said, go your way. Behold, I send you forth as a lamb among wolves, carrying neither pair, nor scrip, nor shoes, nor salutation, no man by the way. And whatsoever house you enter into, here we go, Reverend, first, say, peace be unto you, this house. And if the Son of Peace be there, oh, help me on this, watch this now. You got some stipulations now. He said, if the Son of peace be there, your peace should rest upon it. If not, it should return to you again. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And I'm going to tell you something. You keep giving that because he told them yesterday, if they don't want to receive you, the peace, you return that peace back to you and you dust off your feet and get going on. Now, a lot of folks don't want to receive it. But he said when you go to the house, you know, they talk about this certain, I'm not going to be bashing them, no religion, but they're talking about this certain religion. They'll come to your house every day. They'd be persistently coming to your house and trying to get you to understand what they believe in. You know, only God knows what they're gonna go. I'm not gonna argue about which way it's gonna go. I'm here to tell you that they did. At least they are out there doing it. You know, you got other believers. You know, they won't even come to church. They have me Holy Spirit. You know, then you come by the house, you say, they'll think you, what they call them? I might want to say, the Jehovah Witness. You know, them, and you tell them you, what your nomination is, then they still don't want to come. Some people just ain't going, they just not going to listen. They're not going to do it. Because the Bible said the harvest is there. But he said, when you go to that house, if they don't show no peace there, if it ain't there, you take that peace back to you. Amen? He said, if the Son of Peace, he said, what he said? He said, if the Son of Peace be there, your peace should rest upon it. If not, it should return to you again. And in the same house remain in it, it said, eat and drink such thing as they give. For the labor is worthy of his hire. He said, go not from this house to house. Help me, Holy Spirit. Can you imagine that? You go somewhere, mm-hmm. someone offered something to eat, you know, they because they did a lot of journey. They did a lot of walking and doing this walking. They were being blessed. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They've been blessed with food to eat, you know, to my something to drink. And he said, a servant is worthy of his hire, you know, to my. Sometimes they say, why do you pay the pastor? Why do you pay them? But the Bible says, don't muzzle the ox. You know, you mm-hmm. go out there and you get paid to do a job, but then it's all right. I know some of them, you know, I know some of them that really, 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 really messed up. You know what I'm talking about? They got the whole so messed up, you don't know who to believe, who is really doing the right thing. You know what I'm talking about? Some are in here for the money. Some really are. But it's up to the Holy Spirit to show you that's what it is. You know what I'm talking about? But I learned one thing about it. They will have their day. If they're only for the money, trust me, it'll come out one day. I know the homiletics mm-hmm. is. Homiletics, we often say the homiletics. Homiletics is someone, is he teaching and preaching, you got somebody saying amen, being the witness, and we all in tune together. You know what I'm talking about, real? You know, go, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You know, that's homiletic. Once that homiletic get in there, everybody, first thing come out, hey, boy, he sure is preaching. Oh, watch this here. She sure is preaching. Let me tell you something. you when you really been in the wind, sometimes it'd be so quiet you can drop a pen in there. mm-hmm. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When God is really, really, really moving in some people's lives, sometimes they can't say nothing but hold their stomach, hold their heart.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, because they've been in the presence of the Lord. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And then when it enters into them, the word that you're teaching and preaching, it causes them to say, man, I'm not even worthy to be here. Every person got in the presence of God fell to their knees. Help me, Holy Spirit. Every person got some encounter with God, fell to their knees, and then most of them put their face to the earth. If I've been around the book a little while, some Bible reader know what I'm talking about when they've been in the presence of God. Now, have you been in the presence of God?
Yeah.
He said these people, the houses that you're going to, he's talking about believers. Now watch this now.
Yeah.
You just said the harvest plenty and the labors are few. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, the labors are many. Watch this here, Reverend. He said it's going to be a time. It's going to be a time that the church is not going to be ready for sound doctrine. They're going to be listening to everything go across. And then watch this here. Some going to be saying, I like that. I'd rather have Reverend Henry speaking. You know, I'd rather have such and such. I'm going to tell you something. You'd rather have Jesus speaking through him. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Right.
You'd rather have Jesus speaking to him. He's the only one should be listening. And we thank God because the Bible says, yeah, you can do that. Allow man to boast, not yourself, because it's scripture. But when they're doing this, you don't get so high-minded, Reverend, brothers
that's
and sisters.
Right.
You take that back to the Lord because if it hadn't been the Lord, if it hadn't been for him, where would you be? Help me, Holy Spirit.
That's
if
right.
it had not been there, what would you be? You ever sit back and thought about that? What would you be?
Mm-hmm.
How would you function
all the time?
You know, and I thank God for it, Reverend, because it was him. Help me, Holy Spirit. It was really him.
Thank you,
the
Lord.
The ones helping you get
that's
there.
Right.
It wasn't him.
That's so right, sir.
They're going forth and talking about it. Jesus, I'm not going forward and talking about what we can do and how we're doing and how charismatic we are. No, we come to tell you to get on board. Start serving the Lord. It's good.
Yeah.
One of my songs is like, what we say, is a payoff after a while.
After a while. Yes, sir.
Yeah. But let me tell you something. Somebody been around long enough, it's paying off as soon as you say, I believe. And you watch it. You say, when you confess this and believe from your heart that God raised him from the dead, salvation is yours. That's what it is. Don't let anybody trust you. That's what it is. And then we're not gonna be the two to go out or the three to go out until you got so many strains attached that you can't do this for. Yes, you can. Believe. But belief turns to righteousness, though. Don't help me.
Yes.
And once the righteousness gets there with the belief, the obedience come in. Obedience got to come.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to obey what God gave you. And he gave you a commandment. And once he gives you a commandment, it won't be like a do and a don't. I'm trying to tell you something why they're going house to house. Yeah, they got there and ate the food and stuff, but when they went house to house, I didn't want you to take nothing, Reverend. I don't want you to take nothing.
Mm-hmm.
No house, no food. I don't want you to take no food. I don't want you to take nothing.
Yeah.
All I want you to do is go for the people and tell them about me. That's what they were doing. I can imagine going to a house and somebody said, and he knocked on the door, and they said, "Hey, brother, how you doing? When you feel a pleasant face like that and a pleasant spirit like that, it welcomes you to go in, don't it? Because you know you're going in there."
Mm-hmm.
But then you go to the door and somebody says, "What you want? I ain't buying nothing."
Yeah.
But no, but I just want to tell you, Jesus is on his way. He's going to come through. And we coming right now. It's almost like he was getting ready for a tent revival. Can I put it that way? He's getting ready to come for this what? This revival. Because he's coming to redeem them. Because what they can't do for themselves is because they can't die for themselves. He had to come and preach and teach to the people. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now watch this again. Verse 8, and whatsoever the city you enter, and they receive you, eat such things are set before you. And healing, watch this here, healing the sick that are therein. And say unto them, the kingdom of God is come now unto you. Help me, Holy Spirit. You see, but into whatsoever city you enter, and they receive you, now go your way. Out of that, he said, out into the street of the same, and say, even the very dust. Oh, I'm in the book, y'all. And the very dust of the city which cleave on us, we do wipe off against you. He said, notwithstanding be you, sir, of this is. He said, the kingdom of God is come now unto you. But I say unto you, that it shall be more tolerant in a day, for Solomon and that city. I was looking at that, because we've been here before. I was looking at it every time I read it. I just thought about how much he hated the city of Solomon and Gomorrah. How much sin was there. You know, everybody's hanging their head on the part about the angels wanted Lot's sons, you know, and Lot's on he had some daughters, you know. They were virgins, but they wanted to hang their head on that. But that wasn't just the only thing that he destroyed that city for. The people had so much sin there. You know, that's what I'm saying. The Bible, if he could have wrote everything in the Bible they seen Jesus do, don't you know this Bible couldn't contain it all? So they had to get some to give you some kind of history there to show you what he had seen and what he was trying to do. He said, "Cause I know you heard about Sodom and Gomorrah." That's what he's trying to tell us. And you know what happened then? He said it's gonna be way worse than that. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, "What down to them? Fire and brimstone, Reverend. Reverend, can you imagine that, Reverend?" You wake up and you were introduced to fire and brimstone. I mean, you wake up, you just see the fire come from everywhere, you know, and you can't stop it. You know, you don't know where it come from, and you look to yourself, you say, "Oh man." And I think about this here. That's why I think what it said, "Woe to you, Chorazin. Woe to you, Bethsaida, for if he might work have been done in Tyre and Sodom, which has been done in you." He said, "They have a greater while ago. Repent Oh, help me hold. He says, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You know, all right, you know, we look at how God's trying to help them come out of their sin, man. Come out of their sin. He was trying to help them, man. He sent a message before them. Help me, Holy Spirit. He even named places. He know that these places was a bad place because he said, whoa. he wants you to hear me, brother and sister. Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he wanted us to see, that he was in the midst of this. He was a warrior. And somebody said, man, walk out with destroy the city like this. See, God allowed us to get it right now. Somebody know what I'm talking about. God is letting us get a chance to get it right now. We can get it right now. No, he's warning us right now. It might not be renowned speaker on here right now. It might not be the best conveyed message to you right now, but we probably ask you to read along with us, because he's telling the woe to these certain towns, and because of the work of the stuff they got going on, but he's finna do a great work with them, because he told them to repent. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
So he's telling the seventy what to tell the people. Repent. Help me, Holy Spirit. And I'm going to tell you something. And doing this, if they hear his voice, oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
If they hear his voice, Reverend, don't you know, it identifies people, the ministry, the people God had, because he told them to proclaim the kingdom of God. See, you remember, man, we talked about the other day that there were four kingdoms. You know what I'm talking about? When Daniel interpreted a dream for Nebuchadnezzar, and these kingdoms had arranged to live, and now Jesus is here, right? And he's getting ready for this kingdom, and then it's going to come back. Trust me, when this kingdom's coming back, he's going to smash the kingdom, because right now Rome is ruling right now, but he's going to come back. Oh, yes, sir. Because look at here, the reason of this kingdom, because this kingdom is talking about the heavenly. It's getting near. It gets so near. And then he wants us to do here. Don't reject him. Don't reject.
That's right.
And I said again, don't reject him. Judgment should begin at the house of God. It will begin now. And when it begins now, he says it's even scarier for the righteous to get in. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Why would you live on the other side like that? And you know you really want to be over here for fun. It's so much fun, ain't it? We having so much fun. Help me, Holy Spirit. We having so much fun. The fun will get you some things you're going to have to spend time life with. And it won't be so fun. Ask the rich man when he was in hell. And he has Abraham while Lazarus was in his bosom. Remember, Lazarus was at his gate, and all he wanted was the crumbs off his table. And the rich man wouldn't even give it to him. He wouldn't give it to him. He wouldn't even. He rejected him. And he saw, and he both of them. What was this here? And when they mentioned Lazarus, they didn't say he was dead. Help me, Holy Spirit. But when they missed the rich man, diabetes, they said he had died and went to hell. But then they said Lazarus was in the arms of Jesus. Somebody need to get the book and understand what I'm talking about. We're going to get into this. It's in Luke 2. And I start thinking about him in Abraham's bosom, and the rich man seen him. And he told the rich man, and he told Abraham, can you tell him to take his finger, help me, Holy Spirit, and dip it in that water.
Yeah.
He's running by him right there. Can I put it like that, Reverend? Make him a little plain and stick your finger there, and so he can cool me down. And then Abraham said, "No, brother." He said, "You had your reward. You had that life of lifestyle, having everything, nice things, nice everybody at your beck and call. You know what he's trying to say? You had your heaven already." Help me, Holy Spirit. You had your heaven already. He said, but here he is. God is blessing him now. That's why he's in my arms. But I might as well tell you, Mr. Dobby, he can't go to you And you can't come in because it's a gut fix between us. That's why we got to let the truth be told when we're teaching and preaching God's word. That it's going to be a time you're not going to have a time like you got now. Right now, you got it. You can hang up right now and it'll be fine with you right now. Help me, Holy Spirit. You can reject me right, what I'm saying to you right now about the kingdom. But don't you know you're not rejecting me, you're rejecting God? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes. That's right.
Man, a lot of folks, it have got so busy out there with people. They didn't watch this here. They'll rather be, and I'm just saying this to say, Rev, you don't know this here, but they'd rather be on the back line talking about somebody's wife, somebody's fighting, and somebody.
Yeah.
Now, you might have, you have 10, 5, okay, one dude might have 5 people, one dude might have 10 people, one dude, it might be on one line, it might be 50 people, you know what I'm talking about? Talking about that. But as soon as you talk about, man, let's go talk about God, or somebody died or something, man, get the bus call in so you can pray with us. You know, and we got to do it because of the love of God. You have to do it.
Right.
But, man, it's going to be a time when the burden of the burden that they're suffering right now, they're going to taste it one day, brother. They're going to taste it.
Mm.
So why not change?
Yes, sir.
Why not change now? Because that's why they're doing it.
Right.
They're proclaiming the kingdom of God and let them know, come on in. The message they're trying to present, you have the opportunity to receive the kingdom. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I know it don't sound too good.
That's right.
But Matthew,
That's right.
Always tells us like that. When we try to put it so that you can receive it and not trying to beat you up, but we tend to tell you Jesus, it has to be preached. Not Eric.
Yes, has
not
to
Reverend
be.
Henry. But Jesus has to be preached. And it has to be preached,
right.
Not coming to me, but come to Jesus. Serve the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's getting through the
week. Yes, Lord.
He warned us about the sins he did. He told them he wanted them to repent. And then he didn't leave it there. He said, he talked about the judgment that he's going to do in Tyre and Sodom. And he told them this. In thou comparing, which are exalt into heaven. Shall be down to hell. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm.
He that hear you.
Oh, Lord.
I'm in the book. He that hear you, hear me. Look at this here, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, I haven't read it. I should have read it first before I start explaining. That's what you're trying to say, Rev. But now, I was coming from the heart. I was coming from the heart.
Right.
Look what he said. He that hear you, hear me. And he despise you, despise me. And he that despise me, despise him that sent me. I'm in the book.
That's right.
I'm in the book. Oh, I'm in the book. I just said it, and I just read it. That you don't have to. He's talking to church people, man. He was talking to church people. You got to get on board. There's some people out there.
Gotcha.
Watch this here. Watch this, Rev. Watch this here. We've been in this pandemic, right? We've been under this lockdown. You know, you can't go to church. You don't understand. It was really bad out there. Don't get me twisted. But then you can go to Walmart. You can go to your job. You can work all day. You got all these things you can do. But then we didn't get to the point where we shut the church down. Then we try to open it up. And they said, we're going to have social distance, everybody fussing. You know what I'm talking about? But then when a few people get caught up in sickness, then you bag up. Then you say, well, we're going to do, let's go make a way that you can come. Or you can, and now, watch this here. Some have been out so long, they didn't got so, what we call spoiled with their social media. Now they don't want to come. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But see,
mm-hmm.
I'm learning, you don't speak to that flesh. You speak to that spirit. See, the flesh got comfortable. It got comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, I don't need no church. I'm going to tell you something about this. If you can get to the church, because I believe it, when they said on the day of Pentecost, when the church was on one accord, the Holy Spirit took over like a smoke. It just covered them because they got to see him open up, and it was all on one accord. And then when I said one accord, they all believe in the same thing. They believe at that time, they believe in the death, burial, and the resurrection. At this time, they haven't, it haven't went forward. But he was getting them prepared for it. He was getting them prepared because heaven is before him. Now is the time to receive what they just said. And that's what he was saying right here. I'm going to make sure. He said in verse 15, "In thou, Capernaum, which are exalted into heaven, shall be thrust down to hell. He that hear you, hear me. He despise me, despise me." Look what he said now. "And he that despise me, despise him that sent me." And the 70, look what he said, "return again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils, all hear me, are subjected to." Look at the book, man. "Through thy name." And look, he said, "it said unto them, I beheld Satan as a light of falling from heaven." Oh, yes, Lord. "Behold, I give unto you power to tread over the serpents and the scorpions and all the powers of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you." Hear me, Holy Spirit. "Notwithstanding in this rejoice not," he said, "that the spirit of is subjected to you, but rather rejoice because your name is written in heaven." Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Did you hear that, brother? Did you hear that, brother?
Yes, sir.
When I read this stuff, man, you get to reading this stuff. Don't you know the power that as they return, how they see the, even the enemy knows God's presence. That's the devil.
Right.
He said, this devil was cast down. And you go there in chapter 12, you'll find out. He cast it down. And him and all his him. Revelation 12, 11. He cast it down. And then he changed his name from Michael to Satan the devil. So he's after him. And he knows the spirit of the Lord because he was in fellowship with him. Help me, Holy Spirit. But look who gave power to him. He gave power to man to go out there to speak to that spirit. And that spirit has to flee, my brother. It has to flee. And when it flee, God get the reward. He said, "But your labor, oh help me, Holy Spirit. Your labor, Reverend. Your labor won't go in vain." It won't.
Amen.
It won't go in vain, man. It won't. The stuff you're doing now, Reverend. The stuff you're preaching and teaching and everything like you do, it won't go in vain. Don't worry about it. They don't want to hear you. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Because let me tell you something. You know I'm going to tell you, too. It's many days I wake up, I'm very tired. But somewhere when I get up and start talking, he give me strength, man. He give me strength to keep pushing.
Thank you,
Lord. Someone said, "Why you so always bring it up?" I want you to know that I am walking in the flesh. But spiritually, he give me strength. I don't wake up in the morning and tell you this is what is about me. I love God. But sometimes I be tired. I'm not gonna lie,
sir.
I be real tired.
Sir.
I ain't gonna lie. I be real tired. And God give me strength,
sir,
man, to keep pushing. Because I'm gonna tell you something. You got the what we call the charter members of the church don't do much as we do. We are reading the word and teaching the word every day. You are receiving the word. Those that come out, you get more church than anybody ever get. There's a lot of people getting this much church. I'm telling you, they're not getting this much fellowship. Not no 5 days a week. And let me tell you something. My prayer. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. My prayer. I'm through y'all with that there. Until tomorrow, if it be as will. But my prayer is when you receive God's word and allow him to come in your life and make a change in your life. Now, just that change is there. Just like he did the 70, repent. So if he's telling somebody to repent, that's somebody that already knew God. He's not telling somebody to repent. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, he did say repent for your sin, but these people knew God. If you don't understand Capernaum, Capernaum is where what we call his headquarters, where he used the pulpit and preach it all the time. But he said, if they don't get it right, he said they will be going to hell. And he told them, Reverend, be encouraged, Mm-hmm. Brothers and sisters, be encouraged. You know what he told us? He told us, if they don't hear you, they don't worry about it. Can I break it down like this? They rejected me.
Yes, sir.
And mm-hmm. then they reject me. Mm-hmm. They reject the Father. So mm-hmm. let me tell you something. Don't be careful how you reject it. Correction. Reproof.
Yeah.
Be careful. Because you mm-hmm. might be turning down mm-hmm. the Lord. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
That's right.
You might
That's
be
right.
turning down the Lord. Some people got That's something to right. track. You have to watch it because you better believe this here. You better believe this here. The word of God will go forth in season and out of season over here. I can't
yes.
speak for a lot of places.
Yeah.
Over here, we're going to preach it in season, out of season. I'm telling you, just like I'm like this here, it's like a two-edged sword. Over here.
Yeah.
We're not preaching it and teaching
yeah.
it to you. We're preaching and teaching it ourselves first. Oh, I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
We preach it and
That's
teach
right.
it to ourselves first because every word we teach and preach, we are held accountable for it. How many of you know that? We are
That's
held
right.
accountable for
yeah.
it. We're going to have to answer for everything we say to you. And you're going to have to answer for everything you are listening to me right now, but because it's a choice. You're
yeah.
going to serve God or you're going to serve man. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Thank
Those
you.
Those are the times. You ain't going to have them options, my brothers and sisters. You're not going to have them. You're not going to have them. So, in passing, and I often like to do something when I do this, yeah, you can put this in your margin. You don't even have to go here. Put it. Margin. You could put it there for reading. Today, this is Lord. You know, He's given to me to look at this here. Hebrews 4:10. For he that entered in to arrest, he also ceased from his own work, as God did for his. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest. Lest any man fall after the same example of an unbeliever. Help me, Holy Spirit. This is what He's teaching us now. This is what He's preaching to us
mm-hmm.
now. I do that one more time. Hebrews 4.
Yes, sir.
And 10.
Yeah.
You can put in your margin there. If you ain't got that. For he entered into his rest. He also has ceased from his own work, as God did for his. Let us labor, therefore, together to enter that rest. Lest any man fall after the same example of an unbeliever. But the word of God
mm-hmm.
is quick. Help me, Holy Spirit. You hear that, Reverend? For the word of God is quick. Can I do it again? For the word of
mm-hmm.
God is quick and powerful. Look at it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the divine sunder of the soul and spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit, into the joint, unto the marrow. And it is what? It is discerning of the thoughts. Of the thoughts. Of the thoughts. God, hearing you right now. Of
mm-hmm.
the thoughts.
Yeah.
And intent in your heart. I want to leave you with that. I want to leave you with Hebrews 4. I'm going to leave you with Hebrews 4 to 12. 10 to 12.
Amen.
I want to leave you with that. Because God's eyes are over us. I know I keep on going, but I want you to hear me. He's cutting us. He says it's like a two-edged sword. He's cutting us. And He's not just cutting us with the flesh on. He's cutting the spirit, man. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And it's like going to that joint, you know, in between the bones, you know, it gets off into the bone. It goes so deep that He could discern of your thoughts. I love that part. And,
mm-hmm.
and He does it for the intent of your heart. He wants to break up that stuff that's not pleasing to Him in your heart. You can hide from me. You can hide, but you can't
mm-hmm.
hide from Him. You can't hide from Him. God is really blessing us to get on board. You know, I thank God for the lessons. I thank Him for this lesson, Reverend, because We're trying to preach God's word. We're trying to teach God's word.
Sir.
And I just been taught, man. You don't even have to believe me. I just been taught the all glory belongs to God. Belongs to God. Victory is
God's.
That's
right. That's right.
Nothing,
that's right, sir.
Nothing you or I, you and I doing right now is be able to certify that we did it. No, God did it. He just using us.
Mm-hmm.
We just like Israel, man. We just
Israel
and willing to be
that's
served. And I'm going to tell you, we've been doing this for, not just because we've been doing it on the open platform, we've been doing it a while. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And we love people.
Yeah.
When you love people, you sacrifice.
That's
Jesus
right.
did a sacrifice. He laid his life down, you and I.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I got to go for him, too. I got to praise him, too. I got to ask him for thanks,
mm-hmm.
too. Because what he done for me, that I couldn't do for myself.
Oh, right.
And he went to Calvary. And he went to Calvary for you and I. The way
mm-hmm.
you could have access to the Father. That he took
mm-hmm.
all that sin on his shoulder and went up to Calvary and they hung him. And he said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to me.
Mm-hmm.
And he done it. He doing it. But he just didn't stay there. He went in the tomb. All day Friday night, all day Saturday. But one, we debate, we go back and forth, but I'm going to tell you one thing, Bill. He got up
mm-hmm.
with all power within his hand. That's what
we're
teaching right now. That's what we're preaching
mm-hmm.
right now. Because the power that he had, man, didn't get it to him. God gave it to him to go to all. He told
mm-hmm.
him. He showed him what he was going to do. God, Jesus still away a lot of our time. Never record what he stood away for and why, but he stood away one time, several times, and then he came and seen them. That I was just, my little mind, little thought there, because there's some time that he had to get more and more closer to the Lord because he's getting closer to his death. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit!
Mm-hmm.
Help me, Holy Spirit!
Mm-hmm.
And being closer to his
mm-hmm.
death, he knew the body has to go to the that body has to go. It had to go. And let me tell you this here, Sister Martha, I'll see what you said. Let me tell you right here, we love you, and we thank you. And now Sister Martha sent out to us, and it says, wholehearted, commit to Christ, it's a daily call. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm. Yeah.
You hear that? Wholehearted,
yeah.
commit to Christ, it's a daily call. I like that. It says, Lord, look what it says right here. It says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all thy might. He said, this is the first greatest commandment. We love that. But when you see what we do right now, you know we have to be loving God. Because if you've been
mm-hmm.
listening to the priest teach word, that you know we express him, not us. It is him giving
mm-hmm.
us. That the truth itself have been put a long time ago. But God,
mm-hmm.
he had his hand here. And then she sent this other one, Reverend. It said, his choice. It is
his
God's choice to love you and to make you part of his family. I like that. It is God's choice to love you and to make you part of his family. This is what he was doing. He was sending them out there, and he was trying to make them part of the family. And they said, look here, I would be forgiven gratefully that I am your child. Father, that you love me. Teach me to remember all the benefits belongs to you. And I may serve you faithfully as part of your family. Help me, Holy Spirit. We are beloved
mm-hmm.
by the Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. Look here. We are beloved by the Lord and enjoy the benefits of being part of his family. Again, 2 Thessalonians 2:13. So get on board. Thank you, Sister Martha. Hey, Martha. Get on board.
Mm-hmm.
Be wholehearted. Don't be wishy-washy. Thank God for what he have done. Thank him for the word that has went out today. We just thank him for that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the word. To encourage what this went on. Sister Martha got some old stuff right here, because I'm seeing dates on the and I'm seeing the, mm-hmm. the pages on it. You know what I'm talking about? She's been in laying there real long, brother Nutty. You know, I ain't been there in the whole way. Every time we come over, something, she got something to come with it to show some kind of confirmation. You know, and let them know that this is that you got to do this thing with the whole heart. You can't serve God and turn him off like some of us do. You got to do it in season and out of season. That's why he sent the 70 out. And then when they saw the devil being delivered through the preach word they did, they was happy. And he told them the devil was already there because he knew the message, but he got high-minded because he wanted to be praised and lifted up. And God, put him out of heaven. And then when he hit the fire, he just didn't put him out. He put a little imps with him too, all the little angels. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And now they down right now, fight, trying to get you to come on their side, trying to get you to serve them, trying to get you to come before them. And watch this here in Thanksgiving. They know their time is getting short. You might not know it, but they know it. Satan know his time is getting short. You might think you got another hundred years, but let me tell you, you might not. You can be here today and gone today. I said that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Aunt Paul. Thank you, Reverend. Thank God for the word.
Yes, sir. Praise the Lord.
What you think about it, Reverend?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. I love that wholehearted commit to Christ is a daily call.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. Uh-huh. Strength. Thank you, Lord, for this word. Thank you, Lord. Still giving us an opportunity. Still giving us a chance. Uh-huh. Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus. Do all we can while we can. Thank you, Lord.
Uh-huh.
I thank the Lord for how He blessing us. I've given strength. You know, I'm thankful. Thank you for these lessons, you know. These lessons that's going to help us grow, you know. Help us. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Help us grow.
Thank you. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne. Lord, we come with our heads bowed, hearts lifted up. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for all the words before. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless us as we carry this day, Lord. As we go in this, Lord, give us strength, Lord, and just to keep pushing and carrying your name, Lord. Trials come, tribulations be there, Lord. But give us strength to go through, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, we just read your word that the harvest is plentiful, Lord, and the labors are few. So, Lord, the ones you sent out that want to proclaim your word, let it be not just in words only, but be examples, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for the preach, teach word, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for the book of the Lord. And we're restored in right now. That you're showing the writer as he penned the word that we gave to convey, Lord. Lift your people, Lord, from anything they're going through, Lord. There might be no one need to hear the Lord. There might be no one need a breakthrough, Lord. It might be one that got things going in their mind. They just can't stop it, Lord. We just ask for deliverance, Lord. Spiritually, mentally, physically, Lord. We just ask you to go for it, Lord. Bless the heart of your people, Lord. Lord, they keep thinking about this corona, Lord. But you know all things. We just want to put it before you, Lord, and be your will, Lord. The lie of the past, Lord. The lie of the past, Lord. It's praying time, Lord. And we believe, Father God, you hear the prayers of the righteous, Lord, of that is much. So we just ask you, Father God, give a peace there, Lord. To give peace to the healing. Give peace to the whoever. The medicine that they're trying to put out there, the vaccine, the help, Lord. Lord, let it be so you can cover your people, Lord. Lord, cover your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord.
Yes,
Lord, we just thank you for all the things, Lord. And we ask you, Lord, as we go off in this day, Lord, be with us, Lord. Never leave us, Lord. And keep us is our prayer. Yes, we pray always in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm. God.
I shall wear a crown. wait on you, Lord. When it's all over, and then it don't stop there, I'm gonna see His face. this ain't my home. Anybody witness this ain't my home. This ain't